Parsha in Eretz Yisrael is Parsha as Tazria Metzora. We have two parshas here. Many of you probably realize that, or you'll realize on Shabbos that you missed Parsha Shmini. I was zocher actually last Shabbos. I was in America. I was zocher to hear at Mincha in a shul that I was in the entire Parsha Shmini. They leaned it for people in Eretz Yisrael to go back to Eretz Yisrael. Took the guy about around 10 minutes to read the entire Parsha. Very, very fast. Very good. 91 psukim. And maybe 93, but did a very nice job. That was a big schus to have that. But anyway, Eretz Yisrael, this week we have Parshas Tazria Metzora. Double parasha. And everybody knows that Metzora, and particularly Tzaras, whatever exactly this sickness of Tzaras, this physical plague, Makkah was, everyone knows that Tzaras is inextricably bound with the Aveira of Lashon Hara. In fact, in the Torah itself, we see a few times that Lashon Hara caused Tzaras. For example, give me one example. Miriam spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe. Tzaras. Another example. Moshe spoke Lashon Hara about whom?
Eretz Yisrael.
B'nei Yisrael. Right? They're not going to believe me. What happened? He puts his hand into his thing. What happens?
White.
Tzaras Kashol. We see clearly. Maragum. And Tzaras and Maragum?
I think so.
I don't think so, but okay. It could have been though. It is Lashon Hara, it's true. Al kol panim, Rabosai, Tzaras, Lashon Hara, go together. There's a beautiful medrash. Found the parashat Metzora. Listen to this medrash. It says the medrash on the pasuk at the beginning of parashat Metzora, Zos tiyeh Tzaras ha-Metzora, Hado d'chsev. This is reflected in the pasuk in Tehillim. Mi ha-yesh ha-chafetz chayim. Who is the person that wants life? Ma'aseh says the Medrash, Berochel Echad. There was a peddler. Shaya Machzir Ba'ayaros, Shayu Smuchot Tzipori. He was peddling his stuff in the cities that were around the city of Tzipori. Vayamachriz Omer, he would scream in the streets and say, Man Boi Lemizban Sam Chayim. Who wants to buy the potion of life? Who wants to buy the Sam of life? Who can I like? People started crowding around him. You know, he's like, he's the man. He's selling life. This is good. Says the Gemara of Yana, is the Medrash of Yanai, the great Amora of Yanai, who will come back to soon in the Shmuz. Don't forget his name. Rabbi Yanai had a Yosef who poshed the Torkline. He was hanging out in his traklin, in his abode. Shame de Machu is man boy sam chayim. He heard a peddler. I was peddling and saying, who wants to buy life? Omar Leh, he said to the peddler, Ta! Sak lohocha! Please, come my way. I'd love to buy some life. Zavul me! Sell me some life. Omar Leh, so the peddler turns to Rav Yanai and says, Lav ant tzorech leh, v'lav dechavasach. You don't need this, nor do people like you need this. Atrach leh. Rabbi Yanai was persistent. I want life! So, the peddler comes to Rabbi Yanai. Hutzi lo sefer Tehillim. Takes out the book of Tehillim. Hera lo pasuk, and he shows him the pasuk of Tehillim. Perek lamed dalet, mi ha'isha chafetz chayim. Who wants life? Maxim basrei, what does it say afterwards? Nitzor l'shon chamera. Guard your tongue from bed, usvasecha medabe mimra sur mira, vaasei tov, stay away from bed and do good. Says the Medrash, Amar Rabbi Yanai. Yanai says back to this peddler, not bad. It's also a pasuk found in Mishlei. Af Shlomo machuz v'omer, Shlomo HaMelech also says, shomer pivu l'shono, a person that guards his mouth and his tongue, shomer mitzaros nafsho, he guards himself from the tzaros, from difficulties that come his way. Listen to the end of this medrash. Amar Yana, Kol yomai ayisi kori ha-pasuk hazeh, my whole life I used to read this pasuk, v'lo ayisi yodea heichan hu poshut. I didn't realize how poshut it is, how simple it is. Ad sheba rochel zeh, until this peddler came to me, v'odia mi ha-ish rechavetz chayim. And he said, who is the person that wants life? Lefikach Moshe Mazrias Yisrael. Moshe therefore warns Israel and says to them, Zos tiyeh toras ha-metzora. This is the Torah of the Metzora. Toras ha-motzi shemra. This is what's going to happen to a person that is motzi shemra. He will get saras. That's the end of the Medrash. A wild Medrash. The Medrash has a lot of questions that one can ask about it, but just on a simple level. What exactly was it that Rav Yanai was so excited about from this peddler? What did he teach him? I don't know, perhaps the following. A lot of times in life, we go through life thinking, you know, we have life. Life isn't something that I can acquire. I got it. No one asked you if you wanted to be born. We came into the world, and we were born. The chiddush of the peddler is, mi ha'yesh ha'chafetz chayim, who wants to acquire life. We can do something in this world that can help us acquire life, that can help us get a better life, that can help us achieve the most incredible life possible, and that is Nitzor Lashon Chamera Usfasecha Amidah Remimah. That is, to use our mouths the way we're supposed to use our mouths, and not Chas V'Shalom have our mouths because of the trouble. What kind of trouble? So I saw last night an incredible Rabbi Chana Wasserman on the Gemara in Ksubis. You know somebody who missed Ksubis? There's a Gemara in Ksubis, Nafsal Pez Nubez. Tells a story about Rabbi Yanai. The same Rabbi Yanai. I didn't see him make this connection, but it gave me the chills when I realized it was the same person. The Gemara tells the story of Rabbi Yanai. He had a son-in-law. His son-in-law's name was Rabbi Yehuda. He used to come home every single Friday, and there was a pillar of fire that used to accompany him home. He was such a tremendous Talmud Chacham. And one time he came late. He was late on Friday afternoon, and Rabbi Yanai turns in his house and says, go prepare the shroud, the tachrichim, because he's not going to be alive anymore. If he's late, he would never be so late on Friday. He always came home every single week on Friday. He'd come home on Friday, go prepare his shrouds. The Gemara says it was kishgaga hayotzim pe'ashal, which means the Gemara says, unfortunately, his words became true, and his son-in-law, Rabbi Yehuda, died. Rabbi Yehuda died, the Amora died. So the Rabbi Chalim asked the following question. Says the Rabbi Chalim, why in the world did he die? Why did he die, asked the Rabbi Chalim? Whenever we find the brachos of the kolos of tzaddikim happening, usually it's because Ritzon Rabbi Yaseh. Hashem does the will of the tzaddikim. Do you think in a million years Rabbi Yanai wanted his son-in-law to die? So why did he die, asks Rabbi Chanan in Kovetz Shirin. Listen to these words, they're unbelievable. Says Rabbi Chanan, it must be, you see from here, Da'adimur, this is the speech, Shel Pek Kadosh, of a person, Po'el B'teva, is effective naturally, afilu b'lishum kavana, even without any kavana. A person's speech has an effect. The speech of Rabbi Yanai, a pet kadosh, is so powerful. He quotes a pasuk. Listen to this mashal: "Vukma garzen achotziv," like a garzen. What's a garzen?
Wood chopper.
Yeah, a chopper, an axe that chops gam below kavana. Even without intending to chop it, the chopper, rak mitivo, naturally it chops. Kenu gam dibur ha'adam. So too the speech of a person. Elashen tine sfasa. But if he defiles his mouth, his lips, b'dibur masurim, then huchlash kocha. Then his words become weaker, like a sake, like a knife. Shallah alav chaluda. It has a lot of rust. Has a lot of. It becomes rusty. You can't cut. The knife won't cut properly until you get rid of all the stuff that's on the knife, all the gook that's on the knife. And then once you get rid of it, it'll be powerful. Says of Chana Wasserman. That's what Rabbi Yanai was teaching over here. The Gemara is telling us the story to show us the koach adibur, the strength, the power of a person's mouth. The pasuk says elsewhere, "Maves v'chayim v'yar lashon." Life and death is in the hands of the mouth. Now, both our mouths are our most powerful tool. I wanted to share with you one or two quick little applications of this, and there's many to talk about. I'll share with you one chazanish and then one anecdote that happened to me when I was in America last week. Chazanish was once asked by a yeshiva bachar what he should work on while he was in yeshiva. What should I focus on? What should I be involved in? So the chazanish said two things. One, you should be mechazik your learning of Torah. And the second thing he said you should be working on in yeshiva is refining your speech. Refining the way that you talk. Those were his two pieces of advice for yeshiva bachar and yeshiva. Of course, you can learn Torah properly, but refining your speech, refining one's dibur is fundamental to becoming stronger and in a better than Torah. And I want to share with you something which is painful to share with you, but I have to share with you. Here's the background to it. The background is the Shulchan Aruch has very, very strong words for people that talk during davening. If I'm not mistaken, the words, I didn't have a chance to look it up. If I'm not mistaken, the words of the Shulchan Aruch are described as someone talking during davening are Gadol Avono Minaso, which means that Avera is too great to bear. It's a very, very strong language. I won't tell you where I was and what shul this was in the Chas V'Shalom with Lashon Hara shul. But while I was in America, I had to be in a certain place one day and I had to daven in a certain shul. Why that daven? That shul is a good question. Maybe it was for the shmuz. I walked into the shul. I came in very, very late. I came in late because I didn't have to. I only needed to daven a certain tefillah in that shul. It's very complicated when you live in Eretz Yisrael, and it's Shabbos for you and it's Yom Tov for them. The laning is different, and the davening is different. So I needed just to get one part of daven. I went to a certain shul, and I mamish thought like I was. I felt like I was maybe at a basketball game. Or at like a football game. I walk in the middle of leaning. You would never be able to tell. There was so much talking, so much hacking going on. I was like, I felt so uncomfortable. I felt like, what in the world is going on over here? I felt like screaming in the middle of the shul. I didn't do it. I was a guest. I felt like screaming and saying, Morai Rabosai! Are you nuts? Are you crazy? There's a shul. There's a place where a person's supposed to daven. There's a place where a person's tefillos go straight to Shemayim, hopefully. There's a medrash somewhere that says that a person can go up to Shemayim after 120 years and all of his tefillos that he thought were going to be so powerful just were totally impotent. Why? Because he was talking in shul. And that takes the koach, which tefillos are so potent. So strong, so much energy, so much power, and instead of making those tefillos effective, they become blemished. They become ineffective because of talking in shul. One example of koach hadibur. How if a person uses it right, his tefillos can break the heavens. And if a person unfortunately uses the speech inappropriately and talks in shul, and maybe this is lashon hara in shul, or maybe whatever, chas v'shalom, same speech can be flipped on its head and can be used against him, Chas V'Shalom, Rachman al-Islam, as a taina, as a claim against him. Rabosai, we're reading parashas this week. Tazria, but we're going to hear a lot about Lashon Hara and Tzaras in the Beged, Tzaras in the Guf. It's all supposed to remind us about where Tzaras comes from. It comes from Lashon Hara, it comes from speech. It comes from not using the Koach HaDibur right. It comes from not being an Isha Chafetz Chaim. We should be zocher at the end of the positive. We should be zocher to be mi ha'isha chavetz chaim. We should be people that want life. That was the chiddush of the peddler. You can buy life. You can get life. How? By doing what the chazanish said. By being a person that works on his dibur, that thinks about what he says, that tries to have a refined speech that never was lashon hara, never speaks in the shul, chas v'shalom, but is careful with what he says, measures his words. We should be zocher to be. Oh, you've young and learned a wonderful Shabbos, guys.